and welcome to We're Obsessed With, a weekly podcast from Heat Magazine where we dissect all of the best showbiz stories of the week. It comes out every Friday. For all the celeb gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. But for now, I'm Lucy Ford. I'm joined by Polly Foreman.
Hello.
Hi. And
Charlotte Oliver.
Oh God, I completely forgot your last name.
Such a good start, guys. Yeah.
And Charlotte Oliver.
Hello.
Such good friends.
So on Tuesday, it was World Mental Health Day, and we had quite a lot of celebs speaking up, which I think is quite a new thing, to be honest.
Definitely seems that way, doesn't it? This year seemed more than ever. Like everywhere on Instagram, they were all posting about it.
Yeah, especially Chris Hughes with his Top Man little ad. So if you don't know much about it, it looked like he was doing this kind of jokey advert.
It was very sort of Calvin Klein promo.
Of his tears. And do you know what? I feel terrible. Because in the Heat World office, we were like, what the fuck is this? Like, ludicrous! We were all kind of...
Ludicrous!
It's all exactly like what they wanted everyone to say. And then like they obviously had this message.
Yeah, it was very clever.
Yeah, so basically it was him bottling his tears. And then it was actually a campaign for World Mental Health Day said it was okay to cry. So the kind of thing of like, don't man up, it's okay to cry. Because there's a joke on Love Island that he cried a lot, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was known as a bit of a crier. Yeah.
I guess it's a great thing that people are getting involved because I do think that it marks a change because I think we expect, especially like our celebrities to, I don't know, be perfect, I think is the big thing.
Mm-hmm. And it opens up the conversation, doesn't it? If people see their celebrities speaking out, their favourite celebrities speaking out about it, then obviously they're going to be more inclined to rather than like it kind of being kept in the dark.
I think especially using something like Instagram, which is so, you know, it's this veneer of perfect society, especially with the celebrities, they're all at their parties and they've got pictures, you know, on holiday, stuff like that. To have all of them turn around on use social media to actually raise awareness for the day, which was amazing. It was World Mental Health Day, so you had it from all corners of the globe as well. And someone like Chris Hughes, who's so he's so hot right now. As we
always
as
good to quote Zoolander.
Actually, it's good to quote Zoolander because the promo was very Zoolander. And yeah, for him to step up and say, you know, men, like, don't bottle up your feelings, like, cry it out. It's great. And he's actually the ambassador now for the Male Prevention Suicide Charity. Mm. So good old Chris. I like it. And I think I liked the promo as well because it wasn't too, it didn't take itself seriously. It wasn't preachy. It was just, it was funny. And I think, like, it's good to actually inject a bit of humour into the topic as well.
Yeah, always, definitely.
Yeah.
Otherwise it can feel too heavy, can't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, totally, mm-hmm. Totally.
I think the best way to normalise anything is to laugh at it.
Exactly.
Because we're Brits and we're we like to be self-deprecating.
We do. We like to take the piss. I think whoever came up with that campaign deserves it.
Yeah, but before I even knew what it was, like, I actually genuinely thought he was bringing out water. I took that very literally. Before the announcement, I was like, wow, I kind of wanted some. And so obviously, like, that kind of got everyone's interest and that kind of... Before, like, announcing what it actually was, I thought it was very clever to come at it that way.
Yeah, I think it's funny, isn't it? Because I feel like reality TV stars, maybe because they're so used to selling their entire lives, they're the celebrities that actually talk about mental health the most. Because you had, like, Joey Essex a few years ago talking about his dad's suicide, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Mum suicide.
They aren't just, you know, a screen. They're not just, like, acting a part. They are... We're seeing who they really are. So it's only right that we should know the truth about their struggles. And I think it would be doing us a disservice and them a disservice if they were going to be hiding it, especially today where something like mental health, like, it's still taboo for some people, but it's becoming more and more part of the daily conversation. Obviously, you know, Princes William and Harry and Kate are doing such amazing things for it as well. So I think having, you know, the reality TV stars of today, who are basically the idols of today for most teens, and, you know, there are bread and butter as well. Mm. Having them talk about it, it's really good, really relatable.
They are, like, overtaking traditional celebrities in a way. Like, wasn't it like Chris Hughes had, like, a million followers on Instagram straight after Love Island?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm far more interested in him than, you know, like, an A-lister in some ways, because I can know everything about his life.
And they're so much more relatable as well.
Yeah.
So much more. Well, congrats, Chris.
Good old Chris.
So moving on to, I guess, Chris-adjacent news. Katie Price and Kieran.
Vastly different.
Yeah, we're moving on from, like, claps and snaps
the other
for
side
everyone.
Of what he's doing to, at the moment.
To pure
he's
shade.
He's got a naughty streak too, like it.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with this story. I'm sorry.
I feel this is your time.
This is literally, this has been my favourite thing that's ever happened. This, like, screenshot gate. Like, what is going on? And also, I'm going to say something pretty controversial. I'm actually really loving Katie Price at this moment. Like, I feel like we've all been there. We've all sent those drunk texts, like, being like, are you up? Like, are you out at this place? And, like, being ignored. And, for Chris to kind of put them for the whole world to see, I'm really feeling her pain. That's, like, my worst fear.
I'm sorry. She turned around and said, it's lies. I didn't, you know, you're a liar. I didn't flirt with you. And he's like, well, he's like a simple guy from a simple farm. He's like, I'm not a liar. Like,
Katie Price does have 52 screenshots, guys.
I would love to see these 52 screenshots. You know, she's sitting there being like, I've got screenshots. The truth will come out. It's like, well, where are they?
I'm sorry, Katie Price
you
is
have
full of
nothing.
Shit.
I actually believe that she's, I know I'm being very naive and very silly, but I think she's biding her time.
I guarantee
she might
you. No, she's biding her time to find out what the hell she can do now. Where can she go from here? Her answer on the weekend was, oh, okay, I'm going to release coffins. That was her, did you see
no.
this? This is her new business venture. She announced on the weekend that she's releasing bright
coffins.
Pink coffins.
I'd buy one of those. I want
to
die in one of those.
with boobs on them, right? And it says on the side, ashes to ashes, bust to bust.
I mean, come on, guys.
I just almost choked on my drink.
You can't lie and say you wouldn't want to be buried in a
Katie
Price coffin.
And obviously, I thought it was a spoof, but it's not. It's actually, like, a thing. She's planning to do it.
I'm sorry, but Katie Price has done everything. And look at her. She's still as relevant as she's always been.
Yeah, but to be honest,
she's written fiction.
I think she's reaching the end.
I think her star is waning.
That's what I feel. I feel like the coffin is a very big metaphor, sort of the final nail in the coffin type situation that she's dealing with.
Yeah, it is a real saga.
Yeah,
I think that she... There's been a few things recently where she's like, I've got the proof, and then doesn't give the proof. And she's like, oh, Kieran cheated with the nanny.
But there's no proof
guys,
of that.
This is what Kim Kardashian did with Taylor Swift. She kept saying she had the proof. She kept being like, oh, I've got all the text messages. And then everyone's like, oh, shut up, Kim, you definitely don't. And then suddenly we woke up to those Snapchats. So
to be fair,
I think she's biding her time.
It is silly to lie in an age of screenshots because you as she knows.
She just
but then one of them is lying, so.
Well, no, but he proved that
I think
she
he's
was
too
lying.
Simple to lie.
She called him a liar and he turned around and said, here it is then, I'm not lying. No, I mean, poor old Katie. And I think as well with Kieran, you know, especially in the screenshots we saw that she'd sent to Chris, she really thought that she could pull the new hot guy. Because that's what she's done in the past. She always had the young guy. Suddenly,
she's looking for a new husband.
She's
as
got
well.
This 20-something being like, probably aren't you a bit like my mum, but not like my mum, but you know, you're past it. I have nothing to do with you. And she's basically stuck with Kieran now, even though she's been saying she's gonna leave him.
What is going on with Kieran? Because like I thought she'd broken up with him beyond shadow of a doubt,
but
can't,
now
there's suddenly...
because no one else will take her. I know I'm harsh, and I feel for her, but I really, especially, let's bear in mind here, there are a lot of chores to complete around the house. Okay, he has to tend to the animals, he has to feed the kids and the animals, school run, shopping. Mm. She needs those extra pair of hands. I think she's realised that she really can't be so flippant with Kieran. Even
she really doesn't need a husband, she just needs the help.
A manny.
He is a manny. Yeah.
Who will be her next husband, guys?
I don't think she's getting one.
Do you really
stuck
not?
With Kieran. Stuck with,
Do you know what? I think that Kieran's really sweet. I know, as in, like, I have literally met him once and I just thought he was a bit
met him?
Yeah, I've met them both. And I thought that he was a bit of a dope. Like, I thought that he was a bit of a, like, oh, I just like to be at home. I think he's a bit of a homebody and just kind of like...
Yeah, of course he's a homebody. He hasn't got a career.
He's shagging all the home.
He's hitting on all, Katie's friends hanging around and the nanny. Yeah, that's why she can't have a nanny, by the way. He goes for her as well.
Because he's the manny.
He's the manny. Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe just save money and just keep Kieran as a manny. And then you also kill two birds with one stone because then he won't sleep with the nanny.
Exactly. But I think she's running out of options
having a nightmare.
Here, poor Katie.
I think that she... Yeah, I think her star is waning.
Yeah,
I think so too. You know, when she like snagged Peter Andre and it was like... Dream
I mean,
couple.
There's nowhere to go down when you've had Peter Andre.
They were the golden couple. They ruled.
What is a lady to do?
When they released a whole new world, like
that was just the peak of everyone's life,
was,
to be honest.
It was.
Should have gone platinum. Should have gone platinum.
Oh god. From there. But I have to admit, I do quite like the coffin thing. I like it when celebrities just release something so ridiculous and put their name to it.
Oh, like the JLS condoms.
JLS condoms. Yeah. They were.
I mean,
amazing.
I still have some of those.
Do you? Yeah. They're probably not okay.
I mean,
JLS broke up a long time ago.
Yeah. I did actually use a JLS condom once, but it was no different.
I just gave that extra spice.
Yeah. I think that would kind of kill the mojo. Was it just their pictures on the wrapper?
Yeah, I was kind of excited because I thought I was going to have Aston and Mary God's face on the condom.
God,
but it didn't. It was just a Jerry's condom. I was bitterly disappointed.
I'm reading it. Kim Kardashian promoting Lou's. I didn't know this.
She did do that. I found this out this week and I got a lot of amusement from it. She endorsed the public toilets of New York City back when she used to turn up to the opening of, you know, an envelope. So that was funny.
Do you know what? I will say I am a very strong campaigner for public loos because I don't think that they're
enough.
You're
like Kim K.
I am the new Kim K. Yeah. Why is no one endorsing
that's
me?
That's so true,
I'm
actually.
Doing their marketing for free.
Note, but,
there aren't enough public toilets.
Especially, actually.
And they charge,
this,
and there are.
Well,
as
I was going to say, this is way off topic. But
you have to have
20p pennies to get into them.
Yeah.
I know. So,
and it's annoying. You have to have a 20p and 10p most of the time. And it's like, oh my God, no.
I just hate having to pay to
so
go
Kim
to the
Kardashian, she knew what was up, basically.
She was such a maverick.
And then, obviously, we have... So, Hanson, who are the has-beens of Umbop fame, released Hop Beer, which is fun.
Stop. Yes. That's so good.
Wordplay.
Whoopi Goldberg came out with a range of cannabis-laced products, like...
Well, actual cannabis.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wow. I think she's all about the medicinal marijuana. Mm. Can't say that. I know.
There's loads
one.
Of really like random ones I know, and I can't think of what
so
they
Mark
are.
Wahlberg, Wahlbergers.
Yes.
Burger joint.
That's the one I know.
I feel like if you have that name, you have to release a burger joint. Like, what's the point otherwise?
So, it's just a waste.
Exactly. And there was definitely more. Marilyn Manson came out with Mansynth, which was toxic absinthe.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, like,
I would love that.
What do you mean?
Wait, it's actually toxic.
Not toxic, but I think, so like, you know, with like skeletons on the front, so even more than absinthe, you know, to absinthe.
And was it real absinthe, like legit absinthe, like 90%?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't go there, I think I'd die.
Oh my god, we all would. I think I've only had absinthe once and it was not a good experience.
Have you? I've never had it.
Well, like, it's like illegal in this country, like proper absinthe, isn't it? So they only sell like kind of like fake. Shit, absinthe.
Which is what? Just like vodka with food colouring in it.
Yeah, probably. But like in like Europe, they sell like 90% strong absinthe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no thanks.
Okay, we have like massively sidetracked.
I want to talk more about the toilets.
Yeah.
Again, guys,
I've got a lot to say.
If anyone wants to endorse me, do some hashtag SponCon. I will promote public toilets until the day I die, and then I will be buried in a Katie Price coffin.
Yeah. Oh my God,
I will go down singing. From one troubled marriage, I guess, to another. Louise Redknapp and Jamie Redknapp.
Yeah.
So I actually don't know very much about this because I've been very out of the loop this week. So okay. who's got the dish?
So they split up a while back, and you know, everyone was cursing the Strictly curse and saying you know, wanting to know more, and they were very tight-lipped, and both were wearing their rings, and I think his ring's been off, but her rings have been on, but they haven't actually they haven't spoken on record about what's going on in their marriage. And then Louise Redknapp did a big tell-all spread in the Telegraph this weekend and in the Sunday Mag. And it was pretty revealing, actually. Like, she spoke about how she joined Strictly, and back then, you know, she'd just become this sort of mum at home, really insecure about her looks and her weight, and you know, she'd put it off so many times because she was too nervous. But Strictly gave her a new lease of life. It showed her she didn't want to go back to that. She wanted to be out. She wanted to be entertaining again. She was a pop star to begin with. She said how she felt jealous that Jamie Redknapp moved into sort of entertainment after his football career. How she felt it was part of her life and she'd missed out on that. She talked about Daisy Lowe, showing her how she could be sexy again.
Daisy Lowe as my body confidence guru.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, Daisy Lowe tells you you've got a sexy bod, just believe it. It was very interesting. But what I found most interesting, actually, is that she She basically suggests that they're going... I read into it, and I think it's open to interpretation, I read into it that she plans, hopes to get back together with him once she sort of fled the nest a little bit. She
finds herself.
Yeah, like she's living away from home. She's left the kids with him for the moment. She's doing a tour of cabaret, showing her sexy side every night. And I think it feels a bit like a glorified gap year to me.
I'm all for this. I think it sounds great. Because otherwise she'd get a few more years down the line and just have regrets that she didn't do it earlier. Do you know what I mean?
To play devil's advocate, is that fair that the kids are at home to say, okay, mum's off to go and sow her wild oats?
I think so, because she's been looking after the kids for that long.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So maybe it's his turn. And
she did say...
spread her wings.
At the start of Strictly, because I did the Strictly launch last year, and she did just keep saying, she was like, oh, I wasn't going to do it, but then... Jamie said, like, I need to do something for myself and I haven't done something for myself in a really long time.
He'll be
regretting
saying that now, won't he?
Yeah, I know. He's like...
Why did I push her towards Strictly?
But yeah, no, she kept going on that, like, she hadn't done anything for herself in a really long time, which I guess is, like, what a lot of people go through when they have, what, three kids?
Yeah.
Three boys.
Exactly.
And...
Two.
Was it two kids?
Yeah.
But she... Yeah, I think kind of... I think if it, you know, there's no perfect... marriage is that there's no perfect way to deal with things. Maybe if it is a case of like going off and doing a show and then finding herself, maybe it'll be better for her.
I think as long as they're on the same page. I mean, who knows actually if he knows if she's coming back. I don't think she's really decided is what I seem to get the impression of.
I think they'll get back together.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy that she's living her best life. We did a story a few weeks ago, this was before they'd broken up, that she was a district, I don't know how you say that, district nightclub with with Daisy Lowe, and they spent like thousands and thousands on champagne or something, and they just having a great time. I want to have a little gap here for my life.
Yeah,
I think sounds great. But I wouldn't Daisy get Lowe's
I honestly just want to be best friends with Daisy Lowe.
I know.
Daisy
she's goals at the moment
has the most perfect body. I'm not trying to objectify her, but like when I met her, she has the perfect body, and I don't understand how it's there.
Because Louise, obviously, she said that, you know, she got her confidence after Daisy said she had a sexy body. If I had Daisy Lowe telling me I had a sexy body, I'd just be like, oh, piss off. Like, who are you kidding? Like,
although Daisy Lowe once said I had like a cherubic face,
oh, really?
Which basically means I have a round face. But like, I took it with me and I was like, walking on air.
She's like ethereal, isn't she, Daisy Lowe?
Like, okay, I'll take that. But has Louise been facing backlash?
Since the interview, there has been some criticism how she could be so sort of blasé about leaving the kids. I think that sort of thing. And, you know, on Instagram, she's been posting some sexy photos as well. I think people think she's kind of rubbing it in Jamie's face a little bit, which I think there is a point there as well, maybe. But then again, who knows that? Like, who knows what goes on behind closed doors in marriages? You don't know the ins and outs of what led them to this place. So I think it's probably best to give her the benefit of the doubt.
It's also a case of who's on the promo trail. Like, if he was on the promo trail for A League of Their Own, he'd be being asked the same questions, wouldn't he? So it's just about that she's on a promo trail, that she's the one shouldering most of the questions as well. Like, I think...
Exactly.
Like, he's not just going to come out and be like, yeah, I'll do an interview with Lorraine, even though I've got nothing going on. Like, he's not going to do it that way. So it makes sense that all the questions are going to her.
Yeah,
because she's already there, I guess.
I think so too.
Is my benefit of the doubt for her. Mm. Also, do you know what? I really like Louise Redknapp. Yeah, I think she's really.
She seems so nice.
She's like a cool mum.
I know.
Just like a normal
cool mum now.
Yeah, very cool.
Not very normal anymore. She's Sally Bowles in Cabaret.
Oh, so saucy.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, moving on. We have had our first picture of Cheryl. I was going to say Cheryl Cole then. I'm really sorry.
Oh,
no.
God.
First picture of Cheryl, last
it's Cheryl
name redacted.
Tweedy. No, it's Tweedy now. Tweedy. Yeah, Tweedy. It's been officially announced.
The artist formerly known as All of the Above. Now it's back to Cheryl Tweedy.
I miss Fernanda's Vassini. That was my favourite.
That was just such a name. I actually couldn't deal with it. It's like, you probably can't even pronounce it yourself. Pet.
Oh, God.
Okay, so Cheryl, whatever her name is, the first pictures of her return to X Factor have been released, where she's going to be with Simon in judges' houses. Yeah. So, are we excited?
I mean, I'm so happy for Cheryl, but can we just say, Sunita's snub. Like,
yeah,
what the hell?
Cool.
Sunita was the best thing to ever happen to the X Factor, and she's so upset that she's been snubbed for Cheryl.
Yeah, she's not.
She's
the
been
only
kicking
job
off on Twitter. It's the only thing she had to do that year, and now she's not got it, and I'm team Sunita. But anyway, congratulations, yeah. Cheryl.
Cheryl's not going to be wearing a fun leaf outfit, let's just say that.
Oh my God, imagine. She should just do that. That would get her so many
kudos. That would be so great. So I find it personally hard to get excited about anything to do with X Factor, just because I think it died a death a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I mean... Yeah.
I guess they're trying to inject a little bit something else into it, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think until this point, everyone's been really unfussed, but I reckon the ratings might improve slightly when her episode comes around.
I'm
but
still hanging on Bear to the X Factor. Oh my God, imagine.
Where is Bear?
I bet Simon Cowell's offered her like 500 million to bring Bear on.
I'm on full-time Bear watch. I want to see
Bear. Oh, we all
are. We've been teased with his little fingers or his shoes. I want the whole baby.
But I wonder if it's a bit like, do you remember when there was that conspiracy theory that Louis Tomlinson's baby didn't actually exist?
Yeah.
What if it's like that because we've never actually seen Bear? Guys.
Oh, God. You've just put that in my brain now. I
love a One Direction baby conspiracy.
Yes, there are
just so many.
It's what I live for. Well, that was the one that I was like, when I read that first conspiracy, I was like, this is rubbish. And then by the end of the article, I was like, oh my God, I'm 100% convinced.
This is true.
The truth must be told.
What do we think of the others, guys? Mika, Stormzy. Is it Mika or Mika?
Mika. Well, who cares?
Who is Mika?
Mika's
the one who sung that Grace Kelly song back in like 2004.
Exactly. Who's he with?
He's with Louis.
I mean, what I think happened is that the producers were like, right, we spent all our money on Cheryl, so Louis, what can we do? And Stormzy,
Louis,
to be fair. Stormzy
you can't
is
bring in another Westlife star again.
I reckon Stormzy will show up to the opening of an envelope. Like, I reckon he probably didn't get paid much to do it.
And Sharon bought us cool, fucking though. Kids. Like, she had no budget at all.
Sharon's like, okay, they're coming to my house.
We'll give you £1, Sharon.
I don't want any guests over. I might as well, my kids are at home.
Jack, can you put Kelly Jack in your pyjamas?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I guess in that... Actually, I'm quite excited about Mika, because I think Mika's cool.
I just don't even know who Mika is, to be honest. I just remember that song. That was quite a good song,
I remember that album
fair.
Was really good.
I think we got Mika's biggest fan in here.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be
maybe
the thing
you're going to start watching X Factor again, because Mika's on
Mika,
it.
Mika, see? It only takes one.
I guess... As opposed to Sunita, at least Cheryl kind of knows what she's talking about with...
Another Sunita snub.
Yeah, come on.
Sunita's had a bad snub here, Lucy.
He's got to be so macho. That's a classic. No? No one?
What?
The song, Macho.
Oh, I always forget Sunita's a singer.
She
I just always think
amazing,
she just appears at judges'
that
houses.
Amazing
yeah,
one hit wonder.
Song.
She was on the arm of Brad Pitt.
And
she
shagged Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Do you know what my favourite thing's? A bit of a side note, but when Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie split up, Sunita came out the woodwork and was like, guys, it wasn't anything to do with me. I haven't been speaking to Brad. Like, don't blame me for it. And
no
we were like,
asked.
Oh my God.
That was so
I love
funny.
People who are so deluded.
I
she
know.
Has just got like a I've reporter a on speed dial.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying this in the last podcast, I think, that she's the perfect level of celebrity because she went in on Simon when he snubbed her.
Yes.
She gives us everything she we want. We don't have to like goods. Speculate. Mm. She's like, what does she say? She was like, she can kiss my black ass. Which I thought was the funniest thing I've ever read
she
in my life.
She can't go too far because she won't get on her Christmas holiday to Barbados.
With the harem.
Oh, yeah. Just be careful. I don't think Mejgan is on the harem list anymore. So you know you can be discarded.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You can't replace Sunita though. You can try and try.
She's a mainstay. She's a mainstay.
You'll never get rid of her. Yeah. She's like cold sores. Like she's always going to be there.
Sunita, we'd love to have you on the podcast.
That wasn't meant to be a snub.
You're not like cold sores. You're like a ray of sunshine. If you're listening.
I'm sure she's listening.
Sunita, we love you forever and ever. All right, and finally, Mark Wright, against all of our protestations, appears to be conquering America. And even saying that sentence makes me want to throw up.
I feel like the UK is sitting here being like, stop, listen to us.
I literally can't deal.
You've got it all wrong about him.
He swims with sharks, guys.
I feel like
he swims with sharks.
I'm going to make another Zoolander reference, which is really funny that we've made two in one podcast.
It's so relevant.
You know when Will Ferrell is like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Mark Wright like doing well in America when we know
who
we know.
He flogs yogurt and milk tray just like Zoolander would.
Did you see the milk tray pictures?
Yeah, it was
oh
so
my god.
Cringe,
oh my god. So basically, he's now promoting Milk Trade because Mark Wright does everything. Yeah. Like, that was the only thing left.
Oh my God, he's ruining Christmas.
There was just, what was he doing? He was kind of in some sort of
training.
Yeah, training with Milk
thing.
It was very weird. It was very unnecessary, but we all enjoyed it.
Okay,
but it's so weird because that's him here. He's an ex-Towie guy, a bit of a dick, but, you know, he's done well for himself, but he's also a bit of a joke.
He's a solid C-lister.
He's, like, one of the new main presenters on Extra. He's doing some serious stuff. Like, when the Las Vegas shooting happened, he went and did some really serious interviews.
Really?
Yes, he's being taken credibly as a journalist. I don't understand.
Right, as a journalist.
I'm hanging out with Mario Lopez, who is an icon, okay? Mario Lopez was on Saved by the Bell.
I love
Mario. And today really, really wound me up. He Instagrammed Mario Lopez being like, happy birthday, Dimples twin.
Stop.
It's so
embarrassing. I need to look at this right now.
That's such a compliment to himself.
Yeah, exactly. God. He's suggesting that he's a twin of Mario Lopez.
I'm so offended that
another delusion.
I did, like, extra years of university and I'm thousands in debt to be a journalist.
I'm a fucking journalist and master's, and Mark Wright is my colleague.
We really should have just gone with Howie.
Mark Wright is not only my peer, but he's a more successful peer of mine.
He's more successful than we'll all ever be.
He's more successful than everyone.
How has this happened?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But you know what, actually, Mario Lopez, he's learning from the best, because Mario Lopez was just like a guy in Saved by the Bell and basically carved out this amazing career for himself as an A-list
presenter. But at least I just feel
presenter.
Like he has the chops to back it up. I think he's really charismatic.
True.
And I think he's gorge, and I just think Mark Wright, he's not even very good.
Like, you watch him presenting,
he's good looking, but you watch him presenting and he's really awkward. There's just nothing going on behind the eyes.
No, that's so true. Like, in Take Me Out the Gossip, when he used to do that,
Laura Jackson, was it? She just held the whole thing.
I know.
He just sort of sit there and smile.
I just don't know how this has happened for him. Like,
very strange.
I've never understood Mark Wright. Like, how has he done anything in life? I don't know.
I feel like
that was a bit harsh, but
one of those, like, serial killer, like, boards in my house where I'm, like, putting together the threads of, like, how did this happen?
How?
He was good at being the player of Brentwood. And now he's in Hollywood, sort of. Oh, I can't deal with it.
Oh my gosh,
it's very strange.
I really am. But whether this fame is fleeting or whether it's like a slow burn.
Look at James Corden. He's like,
that's James. But that's the thing that they've tried to do, isn't it? And then also, did you see Mark Wright being like posting a picture of James Corden being like, love this guy?
Oh, I know.
Like,
that
all right,
was
we get it.
That was part of his promo for Welcome to the World of Mark Wright. It's like Friends with James Corden.
Who isn't friends with James Corden?
International soccer player. It's like, no.
Oh, the international soccer player.
That was definitely a charity match that no one saw.
Swims with Sharks.
Ollie Mears was in that game. Like, let's not put too high a standard on things, shall we?
Perspective here. Only American knew.
Yeah. So Mark and Michelle, then. His beautiful wife. The most stunning person on the planet,
literally.
He hasn't been pictured with in a long time.
I feel like the media, I know I am the media, but like the general media is really wanting Michelle to have an affair with Luke Pasqualino.
I saw
a headline the other day that was like, Luke Pasqualino has complimented and married Michelle. It's just him being like, oh yeah, she's quite nice, yeah, we get on quite well.
But it's like, obviously, if he's going to compliment his co-star, because he probably got asked the question, like, what's it like working with Michelle? Yeah. He's not going to be like, it's a bloody nightmare.
Exactly. It's like, oh my God, guys,
he's like,
I
wouldn't comment on such things. She's a married woman.
Yeah. I wouldn't even look at her. She's married. Leave me alone.
You know what? She needs
never spoken.
She needs Daisy Lowe to turn around and say she's sexy.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what Michelle needs.
Yeah.
Time.
Luke Pasqualino is so hot, though.
Oh, my God.
He is really attractive.
I've been a huge fan ever since the Freddy from
Since
Skins
Freddy.
Days.
Yeah. You're either a Freddy or a Kirk.
I was both. I was very controversial.
Just greedy.
Oh, no, I'm very greedy. But I'm
you
still
were the
very Effie much
in this
Kirk.
Situation. You were both.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I mean, yeah. That's like my dream in life.
To be fair, Michelle and Luke would be a stunning couple.
I know.
I think she could.
But then, like, Mark, there are some couples that I'm like, what do you talk about?
I know.
Just in your day to day.
That's like how I feel about Cheryl and Liam.
Literally about to say Cheryl and Liam.
They don't.
Have they ever spoken? I don't know.
I bet she doesn't know his middle name.
Like. Oh God, no. I mean, he wasn't even there when like Bear was born. He was just like trotting around the globe, like, yeah.
Busking outside
cute,
Oxford Circus.
Yeah, but he's a superstar these days.
He is.
Let's bear that in mind. mind.
He's the new Justin Timberlake, from his own words.
God.
God, you wish him hard.
In, aren't we?
I know, we're being a bit harsh.
I'm so mean on this podcast. I'm very nice normally.
I let out all my aggression in this podcast.
But we've been quite nice to Sunita.
Yeah, Sunita is the only person who's come off well.
We love you, Sunita. Yeah, I don't know. I think that any time a couple is apart for, like, more than a day, everyone's like, there's trouble in paradise.
Exactly.
Except, I mean, when he made his big exit to the States, and his whole family did these sort of good farewell letters on Instagram as if he was leaving forever and ever, it was strange. There was no mention of the wife. I don't know. I just found that strange. Like, she's his wife, and there's nothing. And she even did an interview last week where she said that she quite liked the distance.
Oh my gosh, I'm like Jamie and Louise.
And they don't even earn the right to be Jamie and Louise yet. Jamie and Louise married for almost 20 years, you know?
That's true. They're trying to be Jamie and Louise
for what, 2 years?
Yeah, and there's no kids to look after. They're free agents.
I reckon I give it a couple of years.
Lauren Good just sitting there saying, oh, I hope you're
I think
right.
I'd give it less.
I was just being nice. Yeah. I feel like I've been too
harsh.
Give
it a few weeks.
All right, predictions are welcome, guys. If you want to come in with your predictions for how long a marriage will last, that's apparently the kind of podcast we are.
We all sound very bitter, don't we?
I think we are.
We're very happy and settled in our lives. We're happy with our careers.
We're so much better than them. I think that's why we kind of look down on them. I can't talk.
All right, on that note, before we just rip apart anyone else
and get ourselves sued. Defamation.
Ooh, fired. Fired. Kicked out.
We love you
homes.
All really.
All right, that is it from We're Obsessed With. As I said at the top, it comes out every Friday. For all the celeb gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and they play Paris Hilton a lot. So you should get involved in that. And you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news, like Mark and Michelle's imminent divorce.
Tune in.
Watch this space, guys.
See ya.
See ya.